This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. You know what? It's Monday. At least it's Monday now. And I just want to thank you for hitting play and liking and subscribing to the weekly calling. We love what we do here. And this year, we have some cool people that are going to be joining us throughout this journey that we have here. And make sure, if you don't already, like and subscribe. Give us 5 stars on Spotify. Go over to Apple, give us 5 stars, write us a review. And if you haven't already, listen to Nina Palmer's show, Heart Convictions, on the HopeCast Network. Go ahead and do that. When you're done here, go over there, like and subscribe, listen to her, leave her a review. She's an amazing person. Love having her to be a part of the HopeCast Network. So thank you, Nina. But without further ado, let's get into today's devotional. Today's devotional. New year, same God. It's a new year. It's 2026 right now. Some of us stepped in this new year hopeful. Others stepped into it tired. And some of us crossed the midnight line carrying things we hope would stay in last year. I just talked to a friend of mine. He's like, I'm so ready for 2025 to be over. But there's a lot of people, it's like, man, 2025 was a bossing year, man. We did a lot in 2025. New Year's have a way of making us look forward and backward at the same time. We think about what we want to change, what we want to fix, and who we want to become. And maybe you've already told yourself, this year will be different. I'm going to do a diet. Listeners, I need to go on a diet. I really need to curb my eating. I'd love to lose a few LBs this year. But you know what? If I don't, it's okay. But here's the good news. We need to hear right now. God doesn't need a new year to do something new in you. The calendar changed, but God didn't. In Lamentations 3, verse 22 through 23, it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Notice, listeners, it doesn't say they're new every January. It says they're new every morning. God specializes in daily renewal, not once a year resolutions. Not those, I'm going to lose 5 pounds this year, although that would be kind of good. I'd like to lose 5 pounds. But no, God specializes in daily renewal. A few years ago, a man named Chris Norton was playing college football at Luther College in Iowa. During a game, he made a routine tackle, and it went wrong. He fractured his spine and was told he would likely never move below his neck again. Doctors gave him the harsh reality. No walking, no independence, no normal future as he knew it. But Chris refused to give up. Day after day, month after month, year after year, he showed up for physical therapy. Not dramatic breakthroughs, not viral moments, just small, faithful steps. In 2017, on his wedding day, something incredible happened. With braces on his legs and support on both sides, Chris stood up and he walked 7 steps down the aisle to marry his bride. 7 steps, not a sprint, not a victory lap. He didn't do the gritty as he walked down the aisle. Just 7 steps fueled by faith, perseverance, and hope. What's powerful is this. Chris didn't wake up one January and say, this is my miracle year. He woke up thousands of mornings and said, I'll take the step that I can take today. And that's how often God works with us. You see, as we step into 2026, many of us are praying for big change, big breakthroughs, big answers, big growth. But God often starts with small obedience. We want a new year. God wants a new heart. We want instant transformation. God wants daily faithfulness. Zechariah 4:10 always reminds us, do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. You may not need a new goal this year. You might need a new rhythm, a rhythm of prayer, a rhythm of scripture, a rhythm of saying yes to God when it's inconvenient and quiet and unseen. So here's the challenge. Don't ask, what do I want to change this year? Ask, what step is God asking me to take today? One prayer before you grab your phone, one verse before the day rushes in, one conversation you've been avoiding, one habit that draws you closer to Jesus. Seven steps can change a life. Daily steps can change a year. So, as 2026 begins, remember this. You don't walk into this year alone. You walk with a God whose mercies are already waiting for you tomorrow morning. New year, same God. He's not finished with you yet. Take the step. God will meet you there. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for 2026. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the Hopecast Network. But God, I pray that we take 2026 and we just take it day by day, just like Chris did, Lord. Thousands of mornings of just routine, of just working on it, God. Be with us as we do that. Thank you again for this wonderful day. I pray for the listeners, their travels, and their week. In your holy name, amen. Hey, my name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.